The Lord be with you.
With
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
The tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So Jesus addressed this parable to them. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep." I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. Or what woman, having 10 coins and losing one, would not light a lamp and sweep the house, searching carefully until she finds it? And when she does find it, she calls together her friends and neighbors and says to them, "Rejoice with me, because I have found the coin that I lost." In just the same way, I tell you, there will be rejoicing among the angels of God over one sinner who repents. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I want to share today with you a reflection on the gospel from some spiritual reading that I've been doing. Jesus Christ comes in search of us. He took upon himself all the evil of the world, and yet he seeks us out. He knows better than anyone the foul nature of sin. Nevertheless, he is not angry. The Just One presents to us the moving image of divine mercy. To the Samaritan woman, the one who had 6 husbands, he says simply, "Give me something to drink." Christ knows what the soul can become. It can be a reflection of God himself. What possibilities there are. God wants only the good things for the soul. Jesus draws near to the sinner with real and true respect. His words are always an expression of love for the individual. Let us meditate on the words he spoke to the woman caught in adultery. "Go and sin no more." Then we have the case of the paralytic who was brought to the Lord by his friends. Jesus tells him, "Take heart, my son, your sins are forgiven." In his dying hour, Jesus assures the good thief, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." These are words of pardon, of joy, of consolation. With what great love Christ awaits us in each confession, if only we could realize how much he wants us to return to him. The Good Shepherd has such a burning desire to reclaim his lost sheep that he goes out to find it himself. As soon as he finds his lost sheep, he showers it with such affection. He carries it home upon his shoulders. And having returned safely to the flock, the lost sheep brings a great peace to the fold, even to the watchdog. The divine attentions lavished upon the repentant sinner are truly overwhelming. God's pardon does not consist only in forgiveness and in the blotting out of and forgetting of our sins. This would certainly be a great deal. But along with the remission of our sins, God infuses new life into the soul. He strengthens it and fortifies it. That which was dead is converted into being itself a source of life. Barren ground is made to bear abundant fruit. In today's gospel, the Lord teaches us about the immense value of a single soul. He is ready to do anything for the sake of one conversion, and how happy he is at the sight of a renewed friendship.